Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. We've got a shortened show. It's kind of part-time for us today.
It's the sea of red versus the sea of green. Those Rough Riders are in town.
Mm-hmm. We can't say too much bad about the Rough Riders because you're going to get hate mail. That's right.
We have staff that are from Saskatchewan. They're going to beat me if They're I vicious. Say this out loud, but the Stamps are going to win.
The Stamps are going to win.
So it's going to be a good game today.
And okay, so we're going to talk about today. Dementia and Alzheimer's a lot. There's an interesting doctor, at least I found very personally interesting because of my circumstance. We're going to talk to you today about some of the risk factors. That you can work on to avoid these kinds of things, right? So you know my family is touched by this.
Correct.
We have, as part of our health bucket, all done our genetic testing. Okay, the question I'm going to have is the genetics, am I predisposed to this, or are there a bunch of lifestyle choices?
Is it nature or nurture?
Yeah, I bet it's a combination of both, but I'm pretty darn sure that we're going to have some things that I can do differently to help improve that. So stick around for that. I'm going to find it very interesting, and I'm sure you will too. Let's talk a little bit about this week, my friend. Any interesting conversations you had? We had a volatility spike again.
Roller coaster with a side of Pepto-Bismol, my friend. That was the recommendation I gave to every single client who spoke to me, is that this is going to be a roller coaster ride. And for those who don't have a strong stomach, have that Pepto-Bismol on the side, because it's going to be volatile. We expect this. This is, again, we keep on saying it's normal. We this is in our models, and that's how we look at it. What I found interesting, I posted this on my social media. And for those of you who would like to connect with me, Faisal Carmally, on my Facebook or LinkedIn or even on Instagram and on Twitter, I've been posting about the reaction that people are having. And one reaction that we caught, and I talked about, let's call it 30 to 40 people over the last few days.
Yes.
They came out and said basically that they were concerned when the markets go down, not because the markets are down itself, but the impact of them, what goes through their mind. And one particular gentleman, I think you were there when he was saying this.
Yeah, for sure.
He was saying that if my portfolio goes down, and let's say it went down 5%, okay, and I'm making up this number. So his $1 million portfolio went down by $50,000, and he's saying, I'm spending $50,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, I lost 1 year's worth of income.
Right.
So that emotional impact. I had a conversation with another client of ours, and she said to me, I'm concerned. Do I have to go back to work?
Right.
Do I have to, let me know that I'm going to be okay or not? And should I start, brushing up my resume and so forth? So these kind of conversations came up. That really worries me when that's the reaction on a 5% drop in the U.S. market, or you're not seeing that growth that you were accustomed to over the last few years. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I want to jump in there because I want to go to the other end of it too. So we were doing some focus group meetings and talking to people about the impact, right? The psychology. So we see the math. You can look on a statement or you're online and you see it go up or down, whatever it's doing on any given day. And I found this very interesting because I asked specifically, does your behavior change if you see it go down on any given day? Right, we asked how many people look daily and so on and so forth. But if you're a daily looker and you see it go down, what's the impact, right? And it was interesting, that conversation, the answer to that. And most people said, I would cut back. I feel like I have to cut back.
I feel like I have. They don't necessarily do it.
Right.
But
there's
feeling,
stress associated with
there's
it,
There's a
right?
stress level that goes
And then we said, we asked the question the opposite. Okay, so when you see your portfolio go up by the same amount, do you increase your spending? No.
No, no, no.
No, no.
Why would we do that?
We don't do that. So the psychology is important, right? We talk about that behavioral finance a lot. So how do you protect yourself, right? It comes down to, so if this is the normal reaction, and I believe that to be the normal psychological reaction, particularly in retirement when there's no new money coming in, right? You get this nervousness.
Yeah, you're on a fixed income.
Yeah, and it's way more pronounced on the downside than it is the euphoria that you get on the upside. How do we protect? How do you structure a portfolio to make sure you don't have that?
Yeah, so the psychological piece of someone who's gone into retirement now living off their savings and knowing that there is no guaranteed future income coming from employment, that's the big risk. The drop in the market or anything like that causes them to think about all these spending issues and maybe a change in their lifestyle. So how do you fix this? There's three different groups I kind of want to address. What the group that's already in retirement,
right?
They need to have an income bucket. And for those of advisors or those do-it-yourselfers who've been saying, hey, just live off of dividends, or you know, you can just, the stock market will protect you forever, amen, are realizing that's not true.
Well, okay, yeah.
So an income bucket is very important.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, explain what that means, though.
Okay. So you need to dedicate assets,
right,
to give you the cash flow, right, in a low-risk investment, okay, outside of the stock market,
right,
that will provide you with the cash flow that you need over the next, we call it 10 years, because right, a 10-year time frame is a good cash flow system. You can rely on that.
It's a full cycle.
And so when I was talking to clients who are in the income bucket, I right, kept on telling them, you've got like 7, 8, 9, 10 years worth of cash flow. Don't worry about this type of a small drop. We will take care of the growth bucket, which is the other side of the portfolio that needs to grow to replenish the income bucket. For those of you who are new to listen to us or have been listening to us and don't really kind of grasp that understanding between the two buckets, let me know. Send us a note at morethanmoneyradio.com. We will give you a complimentary copy of our book so you have a better understanding. We want to educate the people that this is very important. If you're within less than 10 years away from retirement or already in retirement, that's a key thing. The second group we need to address, mm-hmm, is the people who are already approaching retirement.
Approaching, yeah.
So now I'm in a full growth mentality. I want to see this thing go as high up as fast as possible without too much risk, mm-hmm, or any risk. Mm-hmm. So what happens in these types of reversals or adjustments in the market? This is where diversification, five pillars, our investment strategy approach does pan out. People saw 5 to 7% drop in the U.S. market. Our clients did not experience that 5 to 7% drop. Full stop.
Right.
Those who were in the growth bucket did not see that kind of a drop.
And their income bucket wasn't affected.
Their those income bucket
had,
went
those
up.
That had an income, that's right.
Right. Now, what about the people who are greater than 10 years away from, mm-hmm, retirement? There's a large listenership that we have,
sure,
that are, I'm not 10 years away.
I'm 30. I'm 40 years old. I got a long way to
go. So me personally, mm-hmm, I love these types of days, these types of weeks, these types of volatility, because that's when the mispricing happens in the market, mm-hmm, and you start to look for opportunities. So this is an inventory review. I use the analogy of if you are in a shoe company and all the boxes in the warehouse fell because the market fell, what do? You relook at your inventory, keep what you need to keep, get rid of what you need to get rid of. And this is a good time to relook at that. For whichever stage you're in, more importantly, those who are greater than 10 years, you've got time on your side,
right,
but make sure you're positioned properly and get the advice.
Right.
Get the advice.
And we always say this when we go through bouts of market volatility, it's gut check time. Right, it's appropriate if you're uncomfortable, you need to go back to that strategy. You need to, if you're doing it yourself, you need to revisit that. If you're dealing with somebody, go back and ask and express how you're feeling about that. Right, it's not just about the math.
Yeah, it's emotions behind it too.
That's right, and it's part art, as we say, and it's part math and science, and they're equally important. Although the emotion can drive really, really bad behavior. Okay, at times when you shouldn't be doing certain things. We've all experienced that. You know somebody or somebody, you've been touched by it.
Okay, so I want to mention that we do have a monthly seminar.
Yep.
We're holding it on Tuesday, October 23rd at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Now, normally we do this at 7 o'clock. Our 7 o'clock session has been booked full before we even got to talk to you guys today. And so we've opened up another session at 8:30 on the same day. You need to reserve your seat. They're filling up fast as well.
Well, there's only about 10 seats left, Faisal.
We haven't even looked at whoever's registered this morning and so forth. So 8:30 p.m., Tuesday, October 23rd, Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com. We're going to talk about this type of volatility, our economic expectations, the opportunities, and the risks that are out there, and how are you preparing yourself for your transition or living in retirement viewpoint when it comes to your portfolio and your lifestyle. These things are important. So please, we want to educate as many people as possible so they understand what's in front of them, because the empowerment that you have from this kind of information will make sure that you have less stress in your life, better opportunities for the future. It's a good time to come across.
And listen, I want to just finish it off by saying this is no obligation. This is an educational seminar.
Absolutely.
Right? There is nothing other than that. So feel free to join us. Whether we ever work together or not is irrelevant to us. This is an educational seminar. Okay, we got to wrap up this segment. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to hear about innovations in dementia research that's taking place here in Canada. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.